There are just a few days left until Congress takes its August break, and there is a lot left to be done. One item that stands a good chance of getting taken care of before the recess later this week is a bipartisan deal to reform health care at the Veterans Affairs Department, the VA. After continued negotiations over the weekend, the bill's sponsors, Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont, and Congressman Jeff Miller, a Republican from Florida, say a compromise has been reached. Ron Elving is NPR senior Washington correspondent. He joins us to talk about that and some of the other business that may or may not get done before Congress leaves Washington. Ron, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, and let's start with this VA proposal. As we know, the VA has been under fire since reports surfaced of vets who were waiting months for a doctor's appointment. A new report shows that about 46,000 veterans had to wait at least 3 months for an initial appointment. What would this bill do about that?
The first thing the bill would do would be to give the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and that's going to be Robert McDonald. We expect to see him confirmed by the Senate this week. Give him new authority to deal with longtime managers and administrators in the VA who are deemed to be part of the problem. And there could be, as a result, scores and maybe even hundreds of demotions and firings throughout the VA on an expedited basis under this legislation.
And it would also allow people, if they are waiting for too long, to go to private doctors, right?
That's right. There are several things that this bill is going to do, and that includes money, $5 billion to hire more doctors and nurses and improve facilities. But to go directly to that issue of people in long waiting lines, the bill includes another $10 billion to empower a private care option for veterans who either live more than 40 miles from a VA facility or have been waiting a long time for appointments or admission.
Now, is it likely to get through Congress?
You know, it has not been an easy negotiation. There were 28 members of the House and Senate on the negotiating committee, and this was contentious at times. It looked to have broken down a couple of times. Senator Sanders is an independent, as you said, from Vermont, and he is a very independent from Vermont. He chairs a committee under the regime of the Senate Democratic majority, though, so he has to bring along the Democrats in the Senate. And he is not shy, and he's a great advocate for veterans, has been for a long time. And so he pressed for larger sums in this bill than Congressman Miller, who was chairing from the House side, felt the House could accept. And while the House majority wants to be pro-veteran, and of course, wants to address these abuses in the VA, there was also some feeling that they shouldn't bust the budget or add to the deficit.
Well, but it might pass. Ron Robin here, jumping in to say that, you know, there might be compromise in this case. But before we pop the champagne, there's so much Congress hasn't gotten to. Where are we on President Obama's ask for nearly $4 billion to help with the border crisis?
You know, Robin, I think it's safe to say the president will not get that sum. The Senate was willing to go along with most of it. The House is talking about maybe $1 billion instead. Now, of course, depending on how that money gets spread out over time and just how it gets applied, that does not necessarily mean that they would not be going along with what needs to be done at the border. The sticking point here, though, is that the House Republicans don't want to put any more money into immigration policies they oppose. They want to make changes in the bill that was passed back in 2008 requiring full immigration hearings for minors who arrive at the border on their own. So that is partly what has created this situation, largely what has created the backlog, the sudden backlog, and they want to go at that, too. And if we go at that, then that bogs down the negotiations with the Senate, and it might not get done this week. But if the spirit of cooperation we saw here in recent hours and days on the VA bill were to prevail, then we could still see action on that this week.
And you say you mentioned that 2008 law. That's the law that distinguishes between children coming from, let's say, Mexico, a border country, and those from non-contiguous countries. It says that the latter have to have hearings. But there's that. And then there's this money that we heard had to be had to fix crumbling roads and bridges across the country, that so many jobs were going to be lost if this extension to the Highway Trust Fund wasn't passed. The House did pass a 10-month extension. What about the Senate?
The Senate was balking at that 10-month extension, partly because they want a more permanent fix to the problem of the Highway Trust Fund itself. I mean, this is our main source of funds for building roads and bridges and repairing those that have worn out. And, you know, the Senate was grumpy about not getting a permanent fix, and it doesn't do anything to restore the health of the Highway Trust Fund in the long run because it relies on a tax, the gas tax. And that's been stuck at 18 cents a gallon for more than 20 years. So it's just it's just not adequate any longer to replenish the fund, but there's no agreement on what to do instead. And so we have this 10-month patch, and the Senate will probably relent and pass it.
Mm-hmm. Ron, I want to just give Congress the benefit of the doubt here, because I guess the assumption would be that they really haven't done very much of anything, certainly since President Obama was reelected. They didn't pass immigration reform, which looked like it had the biggest chance of anything of getting through. Have they done anything this session that we're not talking about here? Is there something that was passed that just didn't make the headlines? Give us something here.
Fair is fair. Back in February, the president signed into law the Farm Bill, and the Farm Bill was left over from the wrangles of 2013. And that's a big deal. It sets the policy for agriculture and forest policy for a number of years into the future. And it was difficult, and it got done, and it got signed into law. Since then, the House and Senate have been primarily passing bills that the other chamber is probably not going to touch. So the Senate passed the sexual assault in the military bill to toughen up the way that the military deals with allegations of sexual assault. And the House passed something to extend the child tax credit so that that would be available to people with somewhat higher incomes. And neither of those two chambers is probably going to see the corresponding chamber pick up that particular piece of legislation. So we see a lot of investigations, and we see a bill for suing the president. The House is probably going to go ahead and pass that.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington correspondent, as Congress wraps up for the month of July this week and will be gone for the month of August. Ron, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you both.